Weaver. Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fighting raged for a third day Saturday between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces in Syria after IS attacked a prison housing jihadists, with the violence killing nearly 90 people. The assault on the prison in the northern city of Hasaka is one of IS's most significant since its so-called caliphate was declared defeated in Syria nearly 3 years ago. The head of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Rami Abdel Rahman, said at least 28 members of the Kurdish security forces, 5 civilians, and 56 members of IS have been killed in the violence. The Islamic State group launched the attack on Thursday night against a prison housing at least 3,500 suspected members of the jihadist group, including some of its leaders. Hundreds of jihadist inmates have been recaptured since the attack, but dozens were still believed to be on the loose. Relatives, members of the Houthi military, and their supporters on Saturday joined the funeral for a senior military official and several others who were killed in an airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition on Yemen's capital. General Abdullah Qasim al-Junaid, who headed the Air Academy, was killed when his home in Sana'a was struck in the aerial bombardment, which also claimed the lives of a number of members of his family and neighbors. On Friday, a coalition airstrike hit a Houthi-run prison in Sa'ada province on the border with Saudi Arabia, killing dozens of detainees and wounding hundreds of others. The Saudi-led coalition on Saturday denied carrying out the raid. The alliance said that claims that the coalition had ordered the raid were groundless. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Saturday he had authorized the Baltic nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania to send U.S.-made anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine. We get more from AP's Karen Chamas.
The U.S. has fully endorsed the move. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted that Washington supported the nations of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania for their longstanding support to Ukraine against what he calls Russia's unprovoked and irresponsible aggression. Moscow has massed tens of thousands of troops at the border with Ukraine, leading to fears of an invasion. Viktor Pichugin, a local resident on the Ukrainian side of the border, says tensions are high.
Like on the edge of something very terrible and scaring.
Another local resident, Yulia Napolska, says Ukraine will defend itself at all costs.
If someone tries to take our freedom again, we will fight back.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Saturday was a day of protests against COVID-19 restrictions across Europe, with demonstrations in Helsinki, Athens, London, Paris, and Stockholm. Protesters took to the streets of central London to demonstrate against regulations requiring mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for British National Health Service workers. Thousands rallied in Paris against France's vaccine pass 2 days before the new measure takes effect. The French Constitutional Council on Friday approved with conditions the pass, which will require people age 16 and above to show proof of vaccination to enter public places like bars, restaurants, and cinemas. In Stockholm, about 9,000 people marched through the streets chanting no to vaccine passes, yes to freedom. The Scandinavian country introduced the passes on December 1st. They have been mandatory since January 12th for indoor events of more than 50 people as the country battles an unprecedented surge of infections with around 40,000 cases reported per day in the past week. Leaders of the Arizona Democratic Party have voted to censure Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema. She is growing increasingly isolated from some of her party's most influential officials and donors after playing a key role in scuttling voting rights legislation that many Democrats consider essential to preserving democracy. The move has no practical consequences, but serves as a symbolic condemnation for a woman who just 3 years ago brought the party an Arizona Senate seat for the first time in a generation. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.